Observations column. Titled, Safe from the Sickle. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. In Revelation 7, we were introduced to the 144,000, about whom there has been much speculation as to their identity over the years. For a while, one of the cults believed they were the 144,000. But when their numbers began to exceed that number, they realized that they had a problem, because only that number of them would be sealed to God. Additionally, this group was of the tribes of Israel, and the cultists were not. God knows whom the sealed are, even if the cults do not. And he is about to tell us more about them in chapter 14 of Revelation. Today we learn a little more about them as John takes us back to them. They were sealed by the Holy Spirit from among the 12 tribes of Israel, 12,000 from each tribe. This assuredly means they are Jews. Then what follows is an innumerable multitude of people from around the world singing God's praises. It is a holy interlude, and the host of angels and the 24 elders bowed and joined in singing praises to God in heaven. This large group is identified as the tribulation saints, having been saved through the Great Tribulation period, along with the 144,000. The identity of this remnant of 144,000 is vital in knowing from where this innumerable multitude has come. Hint, the 12 apostles followed Jesus. John then shifts our attention toward a great victory upon earth. While the dragon, the Antichrist, and the false prophet have been engaged in a spiritual invasion on earth, the seat of their power on earth falls. God's wrath has begun against an unbelieving world. The Valley of Megiddo becomes our new focal point. The armies of the world converge. We may have more questions as we close chapter 14 this week, but like chapter 7, our questions will be answered in the chapters ahead. Scriptures will be fulfilled in the times ahead. From Matthew 13 verse 17, For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line, and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.